The U.S. Department of Commerce has declared a fishery disaster for the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers and Cook Inlet. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, whether the aid ever materializes hinges on congressional action.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is part of the Commerce Department, announced the declaration for commercial fisheries. Kieran Clayton is with NOAA and says this is the first step to get aid to entire fishing communities, not just commercial operations.
It is technically a commercial fishery failure, but depending on the timing and nature of the appropriations, the disaster assistance may be available to support Alaskan natives this winter.
There are a number of uncertainties: how much Congress will allocate, how long it would take, and whether disaster funding could pass out the capital at all. Underscoring the uncertainty, Alaska's U.S. senators say it's unclear whether subsistence fishermen will get any aid. They cautioned against too much excitement. It took about a year for people to receive money after the last fishery disaster was declared in 2009. Senator Mark Begich says this is the first move in the right direction.
So I think our first stage is we had to get a disaster declared. Now the next stage is how to get the funding and then focus on how we make sure that funding goes to the right folks in Alaska.
Those last two will prove difficult. A year ago, lawmakers threatened to partially shut down the government over disaster funding. Historically, Congress approves emergency aid without requiring a matching cut in spending elsewhere. That changed last September, and that specter looms large over disaster relief again. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she does not know whether some budget hawks will force matching cuts, but there are a number of lawmakers from all over the map who need federal help, and that could help Alaskans in need.
Whether it's tornadoes or floods or hurricanes, droughts, there's clearly a fair amount of disaster relief that is being sought.
There's another factor working in the state's favor. NOAA also declared fish disasters in the Northeast and Mississippi, meaning more lawmakers have an interest in assuring the money makes it through Congress. But just how much money would be made available remains unclear. Senator Begich says between $35 and $45 million would be appropriate.
Not only do you want to solve the disaster, you got to have some next step to how to ensure this disaster does not happen again. And I think part of that's the research and monitoring that's necessary.
It's unclear whether you can prevent weak salmon runs in the future, so there may be another reason for requesting that much money. In 2009, the state asked for $10 million and ended up with $5 million. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.